Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
This is Max Pratt inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Moments of Inspiration. Join us for a few moments to study from the Holy Scriptures and the inspiration from the singing of spiritual songs. We are so glad to have you sharing this time with us today.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three.
And I feel that same sweet Spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say
that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
We are glad to have the opportunity to speak about our King Jesus with you. Thanks for inviting us to do so. Shortly after the Lord Jesus was crucified and had risen from the dead, His gospel message began to be spread throughout the Roman Empire. And Jesus gave His command to those disciples that He left on earth to go preach and teach His gospel message. Here are His words to those chosen apostles. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. That's Matthew 28:18-20. Listen now to the way that Luke records the Lord's commands in Luke 24:46-47. This is what is written: the Christ will suffer, rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. So from the city of Jerusalem, just 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, the apostles received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and began preaching in the name of Jesus. The Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke, shares the historical record of the Lord's command being obeyed. Let us take notice that Jesus said that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in His name. In Acts chapter 2, the apostles were together when God poured out His Spirit upon them, and Peter became their spokesman. The record tells of Peter standing before a multitude of Jewish people who had come from every corner of the Roman Empire, and he proclaimed the gospel message on that day of Pentecost. About 3,000 individuals came to obey the gospel call that day through their faith and their yielding to their baptism in their hearts because of the repentance that they had been called to do. Peter gave these instructions in response to their question, "What shall we do?" "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Again, I would point out that the baptism was an act of faithful obedience to the preaching of Jesus. And when they were baptized, it was in the name of Jesus. Luke continues on in Acts chapter 3 with Peter and John going to the temple to pray, and they were confronted by the crippled man laying at the gate of the temple. Peter had no money to give him, but he heals the man. Listen to Peter's words. "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." When the people saw this great miracle that Peter does, Peter takes the opportunity to preach to the people the gospel message again. Hear these words of the apostle to them. "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by some of our own power or godliness that we have made this man walk? By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong." While Peter and John were there preaching and teaching to the people after this great miracle healing, they were arrested. The next day, they stood before the same men who took Jesus to Pilate to have him crucified. The religious leaders, rulers, and the council asked them this question: "By what power or what name did you do this?" And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we're being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." Then Peter makes this most powerful statement about salvation. He says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Acts 4:12. The preaching of the gospel continued on and does so today as well. That message remains the same. There is salvation in no other name. There is forgiveness of sins declared only in the name of Jesus. When the Hebrew writer draws near to the end of his letter that exalts Jesus above all other messengers who have come from God, he calls all Christians to offer our continual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:15 reads, "Through Jesus, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of lips that gives thanks to His name." It is the duty of every believer to be in constant and continual service and worship to God through the name of Jesus. There's no other name by which we can come before the Father in heaven. There is no other name. There is no other Savior. Jesus is the Savior of the world. His blood was shed for all men. Crossing every culture, race, and boundary, Jesus is the name that provides the way to heaven from earth. Have you called upon the name of the Lord to have your sins washed away by His blood? When Saul of Tarsus was confronted by the one God sent him, he was told by Ananias, "And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on His name." Acts 22:16. Why do you wait? If you believe, will you repent and obey Jesus and in His name have your sins forgiven through the obedience to His command? for all of us who are Christians? Are we offering to God a continual sacrifice of praise through the name of Jesus? If not, let us diligently keep our obligation to Him as our Lord and as our Savior.
Consider the lilies, they don't toil nor spin, and birds not a king with more splendor than them.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.